Okay. Jesus Christ. I think I just missed a tackle or something. What is it? That was Quincy's lap.
Quincy, you know, overall, he's going to be okay. Now, it's a serious injury, and he's having some complications with his left arm. So there's still further tests we have to go through, he has to go through, before we can make a definitive statement. But it's serious, and how much time that means, we're going to have to see. And as soon as we know, we'll let you know. But obviously that's not good. The good part of it, having been down this road, you know, when you start down, it's scary, is that he, you know, other than the left arm, he's got full function, and we'll just kind of work through this now.
How was he last night when you saw him at the hospital?
You know, he had just been through a lot of tests, but he was okay. Yeah, it was, you know, he's a grown man. He's a mature guy. And, you know, he knows there's something. It's not a little thing, but I think, you know, he'll be fine.
Are you ruling him out right now for this week?
Oh, yeah, I think for this week, for sure. Yeah, there's no doubt. I think it's more of a bigger, longer-term thing right now. Yeah.
Greg, is this a career-threatening injury?
Oh, I hope not. You know, I don't know enough yet. Again, that'd be speculating. I sure hope not. Yeah, I think right now we still have to do these further tests to find out exactly what it is.
So what's the plan at the strong side linebacker?
Well, you know, it's infant stages right now. You know, we're just getting information as we go. The good thing is we have linebackers on our team, in our depth, you know, that haven't been active, that, you know, we'll just go through a natural progression after we, you know, talk about it as a coaching staff. And every week's different, you know, depending on what offensive personnel they present. You know, we may feature this or feature that. So we'll figure all that out as the week goes on.
Have the doctors classified what the injury is? Is it a neck or back? Or
It's the spine is fine. You know, that stuff, it's nerves and things coming off that. So I don't want to say too much because I'm not even exactly sure. I'd hate to misspeak. But I do know that it's going to, you know, need some further tests to get right to the bottom of it. And there's a lot of really smart, good doctors that are working on it right now for Quincy, which it makes me feel good, is that we're going to get him the best care and get the best solution and get him back to being well.
Greg, given what you want with you and what Eric went through, I mean, were there just a million things running through your mind as you walked out there to Quincy?
Well, I think actually because of what I've been through with Eric, I was a little relieved because I saw him move, you know, his right hand. That was later when he gave the thumbs up, but I saw him move it on the field because initially when I saw him still, I was very worried. So then when I got out there, when I saw him move, I thought, you know, let the docs handle it. And then when he laid there a little longer, I said, I better go out there and make sure that, not that I can do anything, but just to talk to him, to keep him calm. You know, totally different situation. He was fine, looking me in the eye, talk, speaking. You know, totally different than when that happened before.
Talk about playing a clean game by NFL standards, Greg. One penalty, zero turnovers. Talk about that as a prescription for success in this league.
Well, I think the cleanness, you know, if you just flip the order of what you said, the ball security, taking care of the football and taking the ball away is why we won the game. So that's, to me, that's number one. You know, you take care of the football, you give your chance to win, give yourself a chance to win. The penalties was good because obviously that was a problem the week before. You know, we had 15 penalties the week before against Oakland, and something that we talked about as a team. We worked, you know, we always work on it, but I think there was special emphasis because that's just too much. And that was a marked improvement, which is good.
How is Eric Wright? You are so thin at corner as it is. Is that a potentially serious injury?
Well, it's a continuation of what he's dealing with. You know, he practiced last week, so I really thought he was going to be fine, but then he retweaked it. You know, and you know, he played well up until he did it. He made a nice TFL there at the beginning of the game, and it was good to have him going. And then, you know, Todd came up to me and told me, it doesn't look like you're going to have him today. And I was like, oh, you know, next, keep going. What do we got next? So it changed things. I thought, you know, compliment to the guys that, you know, jumped right in and played and didn't bat an eye, and that's what you got to do.
Greg, it's hard to watch his defense make more than two plays without seeing Levante David in the middle of something. I know Doug is getting all the hype, just the, you know, the outside, but how good has Levante been?
Levante's been very good. You know, starts with the communication. He's calling the defenses. And then with his individual play, you know, he's very, very productive, very efficient. And, you know, for any level, vet, rookie, you know, now that they've taken account that he's a rookie, I think it makes it even more special.
Laquan Lewis was talking yesterday about, you know, there's no label on guys when they get in here in terms of free agent or draft pick. Is that the mentality that breeds success, is that when guys get here, they're good enough to play and it doesn't matter where you came from?
Well, I think that definitely is important. You know, I've always had that approach, no matter what level I coached at. And the good thing is, organizationally, we believe that, you know, starting with our ownership. And then Mark Dominic, our GM, you know, you don't make decisions in a vacuum here. And, you know, one of the things in my interview process that when meeting with the Glazier brothers, you know, we want to win. Whatever you think's best to win, that's what we do, you know, and we talk about it and we make decisions and we go. And that's comforting, you know, because, you know, your players know that too. And everybody knows they have a chance to play. You know, it doesn't matter where you were drafted or where – none of that stuff comes into play. We're going to play whoever gives us the best chance to win, and I think that's a good formula at any level.
Talk about the job Mike Sullivan's doing for you, Greg, in terms of putting your skilled players in positions to succeed.
Well, I think Mike's doing a great job. I think he and the offensive staff you know, Mike's the leader of that group, and they communicate well. They work well together. They've kind of narrowed their focus on what exactly it is we do best. Yet we haven't stopped working on the other stuff, because I think, you know, as you build an offense, there's certain things you're going to get faster than other things. But for the long haul, you need to have your full menu, you know, whatever you feel is best for the group of people you have. So, you know, we'll practice things out there, some that we're not going to run quite yet because we're not quite ready to do it, but I think it'll start to be ready. You know, I thought last week you could see in certain things we switched over from learning to knowing, if that makes sense. And you know, the guys just did it, and there wasn't that hesitation where you're learning something. The more things that we can get to feeling that way with, the more your athletic ability can take over, and that's really what we're trying to do, is just get guys playing loose and playing free, knowing what they're doing, not having to think about it.
Can you talk about the run that Josh Freeman is on these last five games or so? 13 touchdowns, one interception in this league is pretty rare. He's had over 100 rating each week. Just what kind of a efficiency level? I mean, how has he made that progress from the first month of the season to where he's at now?
Well, again, I think cumulative reps. He understands better what we're doing, what we're asking of him, and he's playing within himself. You know, he's not trying to make plays. He's just trusting his training and executing what he's been trained to do, and the plays come. When you're as talented as Josh Freeman is, and you're talented as we are at wide out and tight end and running back, you know, if you'll just kind of go out there and process, the plays will come, and more importantly, the negative plays won't come. You know, usually when you have a bad play, a turnover, you're forcing something. Now, is he perfect? No. I mean, there's been a few that, you know, in this stretch that could have been interceptions. But generally when you're straining to do the process, the outcome is usually in your favor.
I know you're big on staying in the week and, you know, the one-week seasons and all that. But, you know, if you keep winning in a few weeks, we'll be talking about playoff races and things of that nature, and I'm sure there's some benefit that for your guys to having that carrot out there. Would you at any point work that into, you know, the way you converse with them, or as a motivational thing or anything like that, or just, you know, does that ever come into play with you?
Now, you guys take care of that. You know, I don't need to. They're very aware of. Yeah, they're very aware. Just like any players are very aware of what's at stake and what can potentially be. You know, that 1 week season, as you call it, that to me is more than just a thing or a rhetoric. That is truly what we're about. You know, I think it's you're competing with yourself. There's another team there because otherwise it doesn't count as a win or a loss, but you're competing with yourself because you can't control them. And what we can control is what happens out there on the practice field, what happens in the meeting room, you know, how we prepare. That's everything to us is how can we out-prepare ourselves this week as compared to last week, just that much better. And if you keep doing that in each one-game season, you know, you're going to win your share, and then you look up at the end and see if it's good enough, and that's what we'll do. We'll, you know, my big thing always as a head coach is we'll judge it when it's over. Right now we're in it. Make adjustments and just keep moving forward, and preparation is everything to us. Thanks, guys.